Hello. So thanks for my biography. So I'm very surprised. So I'm from Japan. My name is Kolmi Kiji. So today my presentation is a two part. So first I explain what we do, what my association we do. And the second, I explain how we can get money. So sometimes it is taboo to get to collect financial support. So if you have a good relationship between politicians, mayor, or decision maker, president, yeah, you can get some budget from city or government. But you know that it sometimes it doesn't work, and also suddenly the policy change, the financial support stop. But my association, that is very unique. We are very independent, and we don't have any support from city and government. We just, my association runs from our own customers' income. So I would like to share today our small success. So, and association, that is an information center for person with mobility impairment, especially wheelchair users and elderly persons. Sometimes we help the tourists with baby strollers and the cane users. So the information is free. So three pillars, the information, we focus first destinations. So we put, I don't count the number, but maybe 300 more destinations in whole in Japan that we put informations. And we put almost all railway stations and metro. About 10 cities has a metro, so all metro stations, which station is wheelchair accessible or not. So we open the fact. And the third is hotel accommodations. So we put the information to the hotel which have accessible room, so which hotel has a hub or not. So the language is, of course, we use English, but some French page, Spanish, Russian, Chinese, Taiwanese, Koreans. We have seven languages. But honestly, we don't have a budget. So the English I made and my colleague made an English page, but the French. So we had four internship students before, from France. So they stay 3 months in Japan, so they helped to translate. The Spanish, also the one French can speak Spanish, so he translate. Russians, that is a volunteer work. So she loves Japan, and she came to Japan using our website. So she thanks to us, and she translate. So all volunteer work. And unfortunately, we don't have no smartphone page, because the website is very handmade, made by me. So I don't know the technique. And also, I don't like the smartphone users, because they send only short message. Sometimes they don't research in detail. So PC user is research more details, and please ask after your research. So I hope to the customers. Okay. And today, so we only focus the incoming tourists, the tourist center for foreign tourists. So because the Japanese tourists, we have a lot of blog, and metro and the railway company, bus companies, they open the accessible informations in Japanese, but no in English. But we have a lot of international tourists. They need information. So now the tourist information, the accessible tourism information in English, is, I know that there are three. So one is our associations, and the second is name is Accessible Japan. That is a good site for smart home. This is a personal blog, and made by American power wheelchair user who lives in Tokyo. So he has another job. He's a website planner. So off time, he likes traveling in Japan, and he put many useful informations. But he answered some questions, but he didn't help any travel services. And the third one is Accessible Travel Japan. So our government finally find, so some of international tourists has disabilities, so we should produce the information, the accessible travel information. So government likes make a budget. So budget about 1 year project, 500,000 US. It's too much. That what they do, they translate to multiple language. That's it. So translators are not specialists for tourism. Translators are not for specialists for disabilities, just translations. Because in Japan, we have 15, 20 local accessible tourism center in province, so small city. The small city tourism authorities has small sections, so Q&A centers for disabled tourists. That is a telephone call centers. So anyway, that is in Japan. So this is our website. So we this is our website. So if you have a time, please access and check Japan accessibilities. Okay, next. So our policies, no information, nobody comes. If somebody knows, so for example, the left photos, this is a mountain, the observation, the Japanese Alps. The ropeway is now wheelchair friendly. So Asian tourists, so Southeast Asian from Thailand, Hong Kong, they want to see the snow in their life first. So we take them to the snow place. So that's easy to understand. The place is wheelchair accessible. One photo is enough. And the right one is some temples, old temples. Wheelchair is there? No words. One photo is easy to understand. So we put many photo, the destination photos. So we try to change, so many wheelchair users has a problem, they're very afraid of, well, we can travel, I can travel or not, very afraid, but we want to change possibilities. So just, so our associations don't have a budget, and we don't have any political power. We cannot change the destinations, but we just open the fact. So this is good, this is not good, or how to reach, or so the keyword is a photo. So okay, the photo is easy to understand because not everybody speak English. Not everybody read English. The photo is international. And this is, many temples. This is the right side, the Indian tourist, the change Japanese cosplay and take a photo. So it means that they can change clothes and take a photo. And the right bottom, this is a jump field, ski jump. So in summertime, so everybody go up to the decks And wheelchair users can. They carry the manual wheelchair to the top. Okay, this is Kyoto, old capital, the famous, most famous temples, but it's located on mountain, on hill. But in Japanese, they show the accessible route. This is a red line, is some hilly road, but wheelchairs can go around. This is very useful information, but unfortunately, they don't have any English. So that is why I put the in English and the informations. And next, the transportations. Oh, sorry. This is a Metro Tokyo page. The Tokyo Metro, 80-90% stations has a lift, has a elevators. So which station is good or not? And another city, the Sapporo, Sendai, my city, Osaka, 100%. The only Tokyo has a problem, the metro. So also metro, the one map click, this is a station map. So it is sometimes for beginners, for foreigners, it is difficult to find the lift locations. I know the Gard Midi, the Brussels Midi stations, metro, there is elevators, but it's very difficult to find the lift location, the outside. So if they show the lift is here, the map shows the map, the easy to access. So our metro, the all metro and all railway stations show the station map, so many exit numbers, so which exit has a lift or not, so easy to understand. So our association do not make a map. It's too much work for us. This is just linked. And next, hotel. So we put hotel information. So, and I hope, so hotels, so we always request hotels, so please show us the fact. So, you know, the accessibility, the definitions is different. So, and some users can, I hope the users should decide they can use or not, so we know the fact. So as possible we can, we put many photo and we ask the guests you can stay or not. But 4 or 5 star hotels tend to show the photo because the room is deluxe, gorgeous, large, but 1-2 star hotels, they don't want to put a photo because they're very tiny and small, sometimes dirty. So, yeah, 3 pillars, the hotel, transport, destinations, the chain, each other, that makes accessible travel. Okay, the next the main page. So how do we get money? So of course, and we want money from the government, but I don't know why. I don't know how. And some associations, so we have Tokyo Olympic Games 2020. So many, many disabled groups try to join, try to become members. So it's a competition, like. But I don't need any support. We have customers. And we are very neutral, so our monies, all money come from the customers. Yeah, of course, the association has our own income that makes association keep longer. So our services is two part, the airport transfer and the day tour by lift taxi. Lift taxi means band, Toyota Hiace, with a lift. So 2 wheelchairs and 6 people inside is possible. So the main tour is a Mount Fuji tour from Tokyo. So from Mount Fuji is a great mountain, but it takes 3 hours by train, and it is difficult to change trains for wheelchair users. Above all, so they reach Mount Fuji, they cannot move from the stations. So it means that they need a car. So usual travelers join the day tour from Tokyo by coach bus. Coach bus, many stairs in the doors, so wheelchair users cannot use. So we offer the day tour from Tokyo about price 450 euro per day, going back. So one person, it costs much, two person maybe, but four persons, it's reasonable. So we have a tour in Kyoto. So our tours, our drivers speak English, so they guide each tourist spot. So it means the driver works as a tourist guide. And I mentioned, okay, Japan taxi. So Japanese government, so we have Tokyo Olympic Games, Paralympic Games. So Japan government promote universal design taxi like London, but not like London taxi. So there is a seat in the middle. So if wheelchair user comes, they move the driver move a side seat, and they get two lamps in the bottom of the seat. It takes 15 minutes to ride. It is real. I use, and it is get off the 10 minutes. It's nonsense. So everybody very angry. So this is not universal design, but government said that. Oh, so we are so disappointed. So if the normal taxis that accept manual wheelchair users, power wheelchair users, so we don't need a work to airport transfer. Honestly, we don't work for airport transfer because airports sometimes delay flight and to meet customers, guests, sometimes it takes a time. So this is a government failure. Okay, our work. So last year, we worked about 240 times, and the guest is 50, 60 groups. And this year, maybe 300, and 70, 80 groups. So this is a payment, so we help them with payment. But many tourists come without our help. So in this conference, so three wheelchair peoples, thanks to me, so they came to Japan with my website. But I didn't get money from them. It's okay, so everybody come to Japan. So this is not a big income, but some. So because I want price is more cheaper. Honestly, the taxi price is cheaper than local Japanese. So the work is 1-2 hours, my work, the every day. So, okay, income, about 1,000 US per month for me, and our taxi drivers, not for work on the earth, because the tourism is always high seasons, off seasons. So they have local customers. So we have 10 drivers, 6 in Tokyo, 4 is Osaka areas. So their usual work is local customers to take between home and hospital. That is a low tension, so not happy because of hospital. But travel is a very happy work. So guest is very high tension with smile. So I mean that they accept lower price because the work is very cheerful. That is why our price, I can keep prices lower. So our guest. Okay, quick. Sorry. The many guests from 30 countries because we use English as an international language. But problem is no Belgium, no Germans before. So if somebody there, please become first customers. Now we have a lot of Asians. So no advertisement and easy English. Okay. That is a non-government organization. If we only think money, of course money is important, but we may hide the useful information. Information is the key of the business, but we don't want, so we open the fact, everybody. And our work is half volunteer, half business. This is shown on our website that you can check our guest profile. So, okay, that's two pages. This is our target. Our target is the individual tourist, the incoming tourist. That is a family trip because charter a taxi. So 4 or 5 person is good. So with wheelchair users. So we call the 3-generation trips with a grandparent. Okay, that's right. The keyword is sustainable and side business and open information. So accessible the travel, I think it is very difficult, very niche market. And to do business, you need financial support from government. So be independent is difficult. So, but we think that this is a side business and we make it happy. That's our style. Sorry to make it. This is not only the business. My passion is tourism makes peace. If people go and the cultural change, yeah, it makes peace. So understand and respect differences, I hope. Thank you.